Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 10th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Tsvangirai MDC formation says it will not support the 2014 national budget when Parliament reconvenes next week, saying it lacks proposals to lift the ordinary people from poverty.
I think you know very well that this budget has nothing to offer for the workers. It is a ZANU-PF budget with empty promises. It has nothing. It is not proper. I think everybody here knows.
A cabinet is under pressure to amend the Electoral Amendment Bill as the presidential decree on the changes issued last year by President Robert Mugabe is set to expire.
The proposal was to reinstate postal voting and the scraping special voting fee are clearly against the spirit and lack of transparency, which was greatly promoted through the special voting.
And upcoming young musician Munyama Taruse launches a new musical genre, the Shangara, at the Book Cafe tonight.
The MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says it will not support the 2014 national budget when Parliament reconvenes next week to deliberate on the government's plan of intended revenues and expenditures for the year. The MDC says the budget does not have anything in it that will change for the better the lives of the ordinary people, in particular civil servants. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
These remarks were made by Paulina Mpariwa, MDC Shadow Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, during a press conference on the welfare of civil servants and the continuing closure of industries. Mpariwa said there is nothing to support in the $4.2 billion 2014 budget presented by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa last month.
I think you know very well that this budget has nothing to offer for the workers. And I do believe that it will not make anything that is different from what you have seen. It is a ZANU-PF budget with empty promises. It has nothing. It is not proper. I think everybody here knows. So I think you even hear when the MPs go to Parliament that this budget has nothing for the workers. It has nothing for the country. It does not improve the lives of even you journalists who are in this room. It's nothing. There's nothing to talk about.
Lawmakers are next week expected to debate the budget proposal, which has to be approved before it can be implemented. But it does not matter whether the MDC lawmakers support or reject the national budget. ZANU-PF lawmakers can still approve it for implementation, as the ruling party now has two-thirds majority in the legislature. Mpariwa castigated Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare Minister Nicholas Goche for allegedly threatening civil servants intending to strike over government's failure to pay salaries above the poverty datum line. Goche's threats, he said, violate the Constitution, which accords workers the right to participate in collective job action, including the right to strike.
Instead of making unconstitutional threats to the already suffering government workers, Goche should implement and honor his party's promises made during the 2013 elections that all public service servants would be awarded above poverty datum line salaries and have better working conditions. The MDC believes in the harmonization of all labor laws, as per the International Labor Organization, ILO Commission of Inquiry of 2010. All the labor laws must, as a matter of urgency, be aligned to the letter and spirit of the new constitution.
She said, contrary to ZANU-PF's 2013 manifesto, that it would create more than 2 million jobs, thousands of workers from all sectors of the economy were losing their jobs due to company closures every month, barely 6 months after President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF's resounding victory over the MDC formations. The ZANU-PF government, she said, was failing to attract investors because of its hostile policies. Although Minister Goche could not be reached for comment, this week he assured civil servants that they would definitely get increased backdated salaries Once ongoing negotiations have been completed, civil servants want the least paid government worker to get $543 from the current $297 per month. Goche said the government will not impose its new salary structure on workers, but will present its position paper on the negotiating table. Senior officials in both the public service and the finance ministries told Studio 7 the government has no financial resources to meet demands by the civil servants. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.